I think yoga is the practice of paying attention. On this podcast, Yoga Strong, we talk about what paying attention on the mat, what being aware and being present, whether you're in the studio or out of the studio, or in the kitchen, or with your family, or with your friends, in connection, in your heart, in your head. What does paying attention look like for your life? That's what this podcast is all about. That's what Yoga Strong is about. It's not just strong in your muscles and strong in your movement on the mat. It's strong everywhere. This is Yoga Strong with your host, Bonnie Weeks. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. Today I have a unique story to tell. I have a very personal story to tell. And it is one that has my heart racing right now. But it is one that I would like to share with you because I choose to show up in a public way and have for a long time on Instagram, on social media. And I really want to be a real person. maybe that sounds funny, but you know, there are plenty of Instagram accounts out there or social media accounts in general, YouTube station like channels and, you know, and whatever, all the things where it could be very strictly movement focused, but that is not how I have chosen to show up. I've chosen to show up sharing poetry and my plants and things that I'm thinking about and workouts and yoga and me walking the dog. And I want to be real, and I want the way that I show up there to be the same way that I would show up sitting on your couch or you sitting on my couch with me. And in order to do that and to really feel like I'm making connections in an authentic way with you, and even more so with myself, I choose to show up and share. And sometimes it is overwhelming to know how many people are watching me. And it's something that I can't think about sometimes because it can be overwhelming. And I think sometimes though, and I just realized, I'm like, oh, it's just this one person. And I know that this one person is reading this, and that's who this is for. It's just this one person. And maybe it's just this one other person. And when I'm in a classroom of people, it's just those people. Those are the people I'm showing up for. And who knows how many fake followers are out there. It doesn't matter. And I don't care about the people that aren't following me. That sounds bad. I care about them, but I don't care about that. I am trying to add value for the follows that I already have. And it's not my goal to have a huge account. It's not my goal to know everybody in the world. It's my goal to provide value for those who are with me. And one of the ways that I feel like I can do that is to let you know that I'm really human. I also want to be real, and this podcast is about paying attention and showing up in all of the areas in our lives. And one of the things that I really want to have discussion around in this podcast is about parenting and about relationships and about marriage. And so today I want to tell you that my husband and I are separating. We have been married for 15 years and we have 3 children. We have a 13-year-old, an 11-year-old, and an 8-year-old. And telling them was the hardest thing. And I was sitting in the living room across from Tyler, and the kids were around and Tyler and I were looking at each other and we were crying. And I was just mouthing, it will be okay. And I love you. And I don't know what the kids were doing. They were, somebody was wrestling somebody. And I had this moment of pause where I just looked at them and this was the moment before. This is the moment before everything changes for them. And they sat down and we told them. And they cried. And we held them. And my youngest asked why maybe 50 times in a row. We're like, wait, let's just be here for a minute. And they jumped to conclusions that were scariest, as we all often do in moments of receiving news that is not news we want or expect. And they initially went to thinking that Tyler was going to be moving to another state and that they wouldn't see him, where that is not the case at all. And kids have no control. They have no control over their lives. They're so controlled by what their parents are doing and the choices their parents are making and where they're moving and where the job is and where the school is and where, like, all the rhythm of the family. You know, kids have very little choice in their life. And so that's a lot. It's a lot for kids. And, you know, it was beautiful to sit with them in that process. And, you know, we were there for about an hour. And as children are so wonderful, you know, they are upset and then they were cracking jokes and then they're upset and then there's another joke cracked. And like, it was just, it is just the paradox of it all, that like life is paradox. Life is all the things all together mixed, you know, it's mixed all together. And there is feminine and masculine in each one of us. And there is light and dark in each one of us. And all the things. We're never just one thing. And so in this moment of intense change and revelation and emotion, there was also laughter and a sense of ease and family and it was a big deal. And it was a big deal. And the scariest part of telling anybody. And the next day we told our families. And the kids wanted to be able to tell their friends. And so if they wanted to do that, we needed to let them do that. That's okay. Like, they didn't need to hold that. So we told our families have been so amazingly wonderful and supportive. We've been part of each other's families for so long. And I think something that is very beautiful in all of this is that, you know, we've told the kids, we said, we get to choose. We get to choose what family means to us. And there is a rather large prevailing story about what separation means and what a separation in a marriage means and what an uncoupling and what a conscious uncoupling can be instead of what the story that is so often perceived or known by many and with with the story that there could be a lot of discord and inability to communicate and anger and frustration over finances or parenting or lifestyle or whatever it might be. And that is not, that's not us. It is very conscious and deliberate and compassionate and loving and real and surreal. And we tell the kids, we get to choose. We get to choose what family means to us. We get to choose what our family looks like. And we still choose each other as family. And how that functions, we get to choose that. Very much like we get to choose what spirituality means for each one of us, every one of us in the world. If you choose to follow religion and that's where you let your spirituality grow, great. And if you don't, great. Your spirituality is you, and you get to define it and explore it in ways that you want to define it and explore it. And what is marriage? And marriage looks so different from couple to couple, the things that you're interested in. Some couples are very intimate. Some couples are very not intimate. Some couples have children. Some couples don't have children. Some couples live long distance. Some couples have never spent a night not together. Some couples are all the things, all the things, right? All the things. And the way you parent, I mean, if you're a parent, you know that even your BFFs parent differently than you. It's the same. We're all different, and we all get to define what that means for us. And I've never felt choice so much in my life. And when I left the religion of my youth several years ago, I did not feel like that was as big of a deal as this is. And that is simply just my experience and my own perspective on this and on my own human experience. And this really has made me see and feel the choice that we each have in this life. And I have never felt that so much ever before. And in a practice of paying attention, I think that information like this story falls along well with that, because if there is something I've been paying a lot of attention to, it is to my relationships. And gosh, I have a lot of them in my life. And a lot of people in my life that I really love and care about. And Tyler, who I've been married to for over 15 years, is one of those and will continue to be one of those. And if they're, and I would not like to be doing this with anybody else besides him. He is so grounding and so observant and so kind and so loving and generous in all of this. And together, we form a team that I'm really proud of. And we are co-parents in a way that I am really proud of. And I'm grateful that we will continue to be family and that we are able to consciously, mutually choose what that means for us. And to support each other in that, and to support our children in that, I couldn't have chosen a better person to do that with. And I am definitely going to be having him on the podcast. I want to talk about parenting with him. I want to talk about being in relationship with him. I want to offer another narrative of what separation looks like. It's amazing. And it's going to be amazing. And we get to choose what the definition of family and separation means. You know, it's really interesting telling people and feeling like, okay, I want to tell this person and I want to tell this person. And I have a lot of energy I'm using to navigate my own process and feelings and feeling all the feelings of what this is for me. And it's really interesting to feel and observe other people's reactions to this information. And I would guess I would give you an invitation at this moment that if this information is creating some sort of reaction in you, that before you share it with me, that you sit with it. Whether it is advice that you're feeling to give, whether it is fears that you want to give, even if it is encouragement that you want to give, to sit with it and ask yourself what it is that you're feeling, and to pay attention to maybe why, ask why, and ask why about the reaction that you're having. And I invite you to do that because I think it is easy to layer our own stories on top of somebody else's stories. And just as it is easy to recognize that we all dress differently, or we all parent differently, we all relationship differently as well. And to pay attention to how you move and interact in the world. And I don't even care if this is towards me that you're having this feeling, or somebody in your life is sharing something with you and you have an initial reaction of something. I think the invitation always is to pay attention to what that initial reaction is and double check it first. I would like you to hold space for yourself in whatever situation you currently find yourself in. And I have been thinking a lot about what home means. And I want the apartment that my husband is going to be moving into this next week. He gets the keys. Well, you're listening to this, so he got the keys yesterday. And the IKEA furniture got delivered yesterday. And he's going to be putting that together. Yay, IKEA! This next weekend, he is planning on being there. And what does home mean? And for my children, what does home mean? And home is now an expanded version. There's two homes. And there's a home as a physical place. But what is home? And last year, we had a flood in our house. And we were out of our physical home. And it really was a big lesson for me of like, where is my home? Where's my yoga mat home? Where is my heart home? Where's my clarity of head home? And really, this is even driving it home, touche, even more, where you have to have your home with you. You have to carry it with you. We want playfulness, and we need playfulness. We want and we need pleasure and joy and fun and ease. We want and need those things, all of us. And the ways that we can get those things are when we feel safety and security, when we feel comfort. And we find those things in home. We find those things in home feeling. And so really, in my thinking about what home means and thinking about my children saying, instead of saying, when are you going to come home, as coming to my house and this is home and the other place is home and home is in us and we take home with us. And so this whole experience is so much of an examination of the words that I use. And I feel like that's really powerful. And I feel like it's really important. Because words are powerful. I am going to be living here in the house. And Tyler's getting an apartment and the kids will be living at both places. And there's a lot of things to navigate right now. This year, my word for the year is go. And to do the things and to get out of my own way. That word is really like just an invitation for myself at the beginning of the year, is to just to get out of my way and start doing the things that I have thought that I couldn't do, or that I was not good enough to do, or that I didn't know how to do, that I wasn't worthy enough to do, that other people would not, let's see, how should I say this? I didn't think that there would be value in it, and in a way that would serve other people. And I have decided that that is untrue. And I get to tell my story. And so this has been the year of doing things and of going and of doing the things. And it's continuing. and it's continuing. And yeah, there's stresses. There's money stress. And there is the stress of navigating, sharing, co-parenting. And why the hell do I have a dog? And I am just really grateful for the people in my life that can see the love that I have for Tyler, that we have for each other, and that they're choosing this kind of story with us too. I'm grateful for this time of Earth existence to be alive, where we can navigate something like this in this kind of way, which hasn't been possible in other generations. I'm really grateful for that. And I have times where I'm excited and times where I'm sad. I have thought that it's both frightening and free, and it's an interesting process. It's a very conscious choosing. And I don't know what I look like in 30 days, and I don't know what I look like in 6 months, and in 1 year, and in 2 years, and in 5 years, and in 10 years, and in 20 years, and what is ahead of me for 50 years. 5 years ago, I started practicing yoga just over 5 years ago. And where I'm at today, I could not have even imagined. And a year ago, I wouldn't have thought I was here now, like I am in my relationship. I do not know where I will be. And I don't want to try to know that. I am right here, right now. And if there was ever a time when the philosophies of being in the present, the paying attention to where I am right now and being very conscious and awake and alive, there's ever a time to really pay attention, that's always now, right? It's always now. And it's now. And we only ever have right now. And so what I look like and where we go and what our family becomes, and I don't know. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I'm just sitting in deep trust that I'm where I need to be. And it's scary. And it's also okay. And it's a big deal to tell you all. But I want to be the one to tell you. And I want to tell you because I want you to know that behind doing a yoga flow and having a picture of me in some pose, that I'm really human. And that sometimes I'm walking down the driveway with the dog and I fall down on my knees and I cry. I want you to know that. And I want you to know that I know that relationships are all interesting and hard, but highly possible. and successful, wildly successful and full of love. And I want you to know the resiliency and the observation of children and the strength that they have. I want you to know of the power of community and of the way we show up together. And, you know, we all think we're faking it. Some things we might feel like, okay, maybe I know how to do that. But we're also like, what? What? I'm doing this. I'm how old? This is even possible. And here we are. I'm like, wow, I guess I'm an adult. This feels a very like adult decision. And here we are now. And here we are now. And again now. And this is not a giving up. And this is not a trade for something better. There's no such thing as better. I mean, maybe there could be. Again, I think that's highly subjective. This is me showing up alive with my family and with my extended family, who I still 100% choose. I love them. This is me showing up with community that steps up in a way that I continue to be amazed at. This is all the things. This is all the feelings. And in all of this, I'm like, I'm going to start a podcast. And I'm pretty sure I really, really, really want to work with yoga teachers and XYZ, more things. We are complicated, paradoxical, beautiful messes of human beings. And we don't know all of each other's stories. And this is a tip of an iceberg, this podcast. But I wanted you to know so that when I show up, and maybe things sound hard, or maybe things sound easy, or maybe things sound like whatever they're going to sound like. I want you to know that there's more to the story, and I want you to know that you don't have to have had a separation to feel heartbreak. You don't have to have lots of things, right? Like that we have like these universal feelings that maybe we don't go through the same exact situations to feel those particular feelings, but that we have all felt these different feelings in different ways. And I just want you to know that I feel those too. And I feel them with you, just like I know you feel them with me. And the trust and hope that I feel is immense. And the expansion I feel from the center of my chest is giant. It's giant. And we went to a therapist and she's like, what is my role here? What do you want here? And we said, we want to get clarity and confidence to choose one direction or the other. And we got it. And I think in this expansion that I feel, it is with clarity and it is with confidence that I feel this outward moving of myself. And it is time and I am ready. And that does not mean it is not hard and complicated. It means it's all of the things. Thank you for listening to my story. Thank you for being along on this ride and allowing me to show up really real. And I don't feel like I'd owed this story to anyone. I felt like I wanted to share it and be real in a new kind of way. And I am grateful for this new podcast adventure that allows me the opportunity to share it like this. And I am excited to have Tyler on the podcast, and I'm excited for you to meet him and to enjoy him as much as I enjoy him. And he's a delight. And to talk about parenting and to talk about partnership. And I think it's going to be marvelous. My children are pretty enthralled by this whole podcast idea. And they're like, well, can I be on the podcast? And so who knows who's going to show up here? Oh, gosh. Thank you for paying attention with me. Thank you for paying attention wherever you are right now. And may you find the grounding and the safety in the center of your home, in the center of your being home, your human being home, so that you may find that playfulness and pleasure and joy that you are worthy of and deserve in your life. We will talk again soon. Love to you all. Mwah.